Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you've already been listening, that makes you a highly intelligent individual. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. I am very excited about our guest this half hour, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Inslee, Senator Michael Inslee of Wyoming, Republican from Wyoming, one of the two outstanding senators in that great state, is with us right now. I met Senator Inslee a few weeks ago. If you remember, I told you about meeting him. I told you he agreed to be on the show, and he's following through on what he promised, as I knew he would. And, folks, you know that I've been telling you about this great American Senator Inslee for a long time, because you know how many years I've been talking about small business health plans. Well, Senator Michael Inslee is the reason why. He's the single reason why it's gotten as far as it has. And if it ever gets passed, there are a lot of people who are behind this, but he's the guy you can look to be the driving force behind this in the Senate. And he's our new friend. Senator Inslee, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on all the things, and thank you, Senator Inslee, for all the things you do for small business. We really look to you as someone who stands up for us in Congress.
Well, thank you. Small business is the backbone of this country. I keep telling people that every once in a while you hear about some big business that does some downsizing. They call it right-sizing,
right.
Whatever you call it. It's firing people. And the slack is always picked up by small business. They absorb those people. They put them back into the economy and hopefully grow into some big businesses themselves.
Well, there's no question about it, because that's where the disillusioned former big business employees go to work. They say, you know what, I think I'm going to try something different. And they either start their own businesses, as I did in the 80s. I was that happened to me twice in the 80s. And I said, you know what, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my own business in 1989. Senator, by the way, before we go any further, I want to congratulate you on Wyoming's 116th birthday. 1890, Wyoming became a state, the 44th state, yesterday. And so I want to tell you and your state happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. We're very, very proud and pleased with that. And Wyoming has a lot of firsts that were involved in that, too. So
it's a great state, and I've been there, but it's been a long time. I got to get back up there. Senator, let's talk about small business health plans. My audience has heard me talk about them a lot. They know about them, but let's cover it again. Tell us why you believe small business health plans are important.
Well, we have to have some way that small businesses can group together across state lines to have enough clout to be able to negotiate effectively with big insurance companies. And we've been allowing big business to do this for years. In fact, we give big business more privileges than we're even going to be able to allow small business to do in this bill.
But and trade unions as well, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. The inflation in the cost of health care is greater than in any other area, and we've got to find some way to stabilize and bring that cost down. Every time that the price goes up by 1%, another 100,000 to 200,000 people drop out of the insurance market,
right?
Because small business can't afford it then. And this is a way that we're going to be able to give them some clout to do some negotiation to bring those prices back down to where they ought to be. And incidentally, the biggest savings in this thing is in administrative costs.
Right.
The big companies that get to do this only have about 8% in administration. When a small business buys from an insurance company, they're paying 35% for administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't think we'll get it down to the 8%. The actuaries say that it's more likely to be a 12 or 13%.
I'll take that.
Cost of administration. Absolutely. Yeah, 22-23% savings on insurance is going to bring a lot of people back into the market. And those people that are in small business that are already in the market, it will allow them to provide more benefits for their employees.
You know what gets me, Senator, is, and by the way, we're trying to get Senator Kennedy on this show to debate this with us and with me. And if you, and I know you know Senator Kennedy, if you'd encourage him to do that, we tell him we promise we'll be respectful of him, even though he and I are diametrically opposed on small business issues. But you know, here's a guy who's always complaining about Americans not having enough health care, and we need to do things to get more health care for Americans. Of course, he's thinking about universal health care that the government provides. And yet, when you bring a bill up like this, it makes so much sense that will provide so much health care coverage for so many people, then he votes against it. And I don't understand that.
I have a little difficulty with it, too, but there is a two-party approach to this thing. They're interested in national health care.
Right.
And they even provided a bill that had national health care. And I offered them a vote on it because I know it would be defeated.
They didn't want to vote. Senator, would you hold? Hold on a second. We got to take a quick break. Folks, we'll be right back with Senator Michael Enzi, Republican of Wyoming, a great American, 22. Stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. Take advantage of all the resources that are there. Senator Michael Enzi, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. He's Republican of Wyoming, Republican Senator from Wyoming, and he is one of the best friends small businesses ever had in Washington, D.C. He's the guy who's trying his best to push through small business health plans in Congress. Senator, we had a vote on it to try to get it out of committee, I guess, the procedural vote in May. You needed 60 votes to get it onto the floor for debate, and it didn't work.
That's correct.
What happened?
We were blocked from doing it, and it was really a convoluted blocking. In order to block it, they wanted to make sure that we would have votes on stem cells, which isn't small business. They wanted us to be sure that we had one on the extension of the deadline on Medicare prescription plan Part D, which isn't a small business issue,
right?
And two or three others, including a desire to have a vote on their bill, which is national health care.
Mm-hmm.
I guaranteed them a vote on their bill because I knew it would fail, and was very pleased that one of the sponsors of that is Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and her biggest state newspaper did an evaluation of her bill and my bill, and essentially said that the main difference between the two is that hers was national health care, created bureaucracy, and cost $50 to $73 billion a year.
Wow.
Mine didn't cost anything additional.
And didn't create a new bureaucracy. The marketplace
right.
would take care of everything.
Absolutely. Everything's already in place
to do
the small business health plan.
Her own major newspaper in her state basically shot her down.
Yes.
Probably no arch conservative newspaper either, by the way.
No.
They just looked at the facts, didn't they?
Yes, and we've had the realtors did a poll on these small business health plans, and they actually, I think by accident, hired the person that does a lot of polling for the Democrats.
Huh.
So I'm sure it wasn't a biased poll towards small business health
right,
plans.
Right.
But at any rate, 88% of the people in America thought small businesses ought to have this opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB,
right.
Circulated petitions for signatures and got 500,000, got 500,000 signatures
right.
in a very short period of time, which were also delivered to Senate offices here.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a tremendous interest in having small business health plans, doing something for the small businessman so that we can get the 27 million uninsured people that work for small business back into the insurance market, as well as getting some reduced costs for those that are in the market so they can stay in the market.
When the reason why the left is so hell-bent against this, Senator, as you know, is that this is going to be an unbelievable, unqualified success, small business health plans. I believe it with all my heart. I know you do too.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
When that happens, when it ripples through the culture, through the population, through small business, through the economy, when it ripples through and it has the kind of impact, the kind of widespread impact that I believe it will have beyond just those 27 million people you're talking about, I think it's going to have a major impact on the economy. And when that happens, that will put them so far away from ever being able to discuss national health care, which is a major part of their platform. When that happens, they know that they've lost a huge war, not just a battle, but a war, and they just can't stand the idea of that.
Absolutely, and this already works because, as I mentioned, big business gets to do it, but within some of the highly populated states, companies have been allowed to do this within state borders, and it has made a tremendous difference.
Right.
Those companies that are doing it within state borders say, we'd just like to be able to cross those state borders so we can have a little bit bigger pool, which would give us more clout, which would keep our costs down.
Especially those people, those small business owners who live in states where they've got these onerous requirements for to have every kind of coverage known to mankind be required for every health care plan.
Yes.
Like New York, for example.
Oh, yes. There are 1,800 mandates out there that are imposed on business state by state, and that makes it very difficult to work across those state borders.
We don't need to buy a Mercedes business, a healthcare plan if all we need is a Chevrolet healthcare plan.
And that's
what those
right.
mandates require, don't they? Require us to buy all these extra features that we don't need.
They do, and doing some research into that, I found out that only 25% of the people that pay for it take advantage of it.
Right.
So it's not doing the job of helping the people on that end. And when the transmission drops out of their body, if they don't have insurance, they don't have any way to fix the car.
That's right.
That's what we're trying to do, is make sure that if something happens to people, they can actually get fixed and not have the catastrophic cost to themselves.
What do we got to do to get the Enzi bill resurrected and on the floor for a vote?
Well, I'm hoping that people in states all across America will be checking to see if their senator voted for that cloture or not.
Right.
And if they didn't, put the pressure on them, because
right.
all they're doing is sending up smoke screens for the reasons that they didn't vote against it. And incidentally, we are going to be voting on stem cells, so that one's gone. Prescription Part D is working beautifully.
It's done.
It's free enterprise across this country.
Right.
Seniors are getting tremendous benefit from it. That's done. And so are the other excuses that they've had for not doing this. So don't let them give any excuses.
By the way, folks, if you're wondering who voted for it, if your senator is a Democrat, more than likely, with the exception of maybe two, I think Senator Nelson out of was it Nebraska? I think he voted for it for the cloture. But most Democrats, almost all voted against it.
Yeah.
Senator
Nelson is actually a co-sponsor on it and has
right.
been a tremendous help on the bill, because he was a governor and has the state perspective. He was also an insurance executive and has that perspective, and he was also an insurance commissioner. So he was helpful.
He knows about these things, and so he's a good Democrat in favor of small business folks.
Yeah.
Quick
talk
break.
To the rest of them.
Right back with Senator Michael Enzi. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, when is this vote going to come up again? And then we're going to move over and talk about a couple of other small business issues like estate tax and minimum wage. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Senator Michael Enzi. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with a great American, ladies and gentlemen, Senator Michael Enzi. And ladies and gentlemen, if you live in Wyoming, if you're a small business, if you deal with small business owners, if you work for a small business, if you own a small business, if you know a small business owner, you need to make sure that you keep Michael Enzi in Congress, because he's one of the great leaders that we have in Washington, D.C., and a great champion for small business. And once again, Senator, I just have to tell you something that I've done many times when you weren't here before. We thank you for all the hard work you do for small business.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to get back. And by the way, folks, I'll remind you, Senator Enzi, you actually were a small business owner at one time, weren't you?
Absolutely. My wife,
you know about making payroll,
stores.
Don't you?
Yes. Yes. I know about just sitting straight up in bed in the middle of the night and saying, how can I afford it?
What am I doing? What's wrong?
Yes.
Boy, I tell you what, and small business owners are nodding their head all over the place right now, Senator. Okay. We're trying to get the Senate the Enzi bill, co-sponsored by Senator Nelson, a Democrat.
If we can get five more votes for cloture, we can get this thing done.
When?
So if people will help me to get some of those people that voted, calling it a process, they had to go with the leader, they didn't have any choice. If we can get them to change, I have the bill still pending in the Senate, so it can be brought up on a moment's notice and finished out this year.
Oh, so we could, it could happen this year. Who are some specific people that would you like to point out, some specific people that could use a little extra pressure?
Well, as I said, if they just look and see if they have a Democrat that's in the Senate from their state, particularly one that might be up for election this year, like Maria Cantwell, it's a good time to talk to them about small business. But
was Senator Nelson the only Democrat who voted for it? One or two? Yeah, and we lost one Republican. I think Leapin' Lincoln Chafee.
Yeah, and we had Senator Specter was absent that day.
Oh, so yeah.
We didn't, but he's assured me that he will vote for it.
He will vote for it. Yeah. Did Voinovich of Ohio vote for it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Well,
Republicans except Lincoln Chafee voted for it.
I call him vacillating Voinovich because sometimes he wanders around, too. he wanders off the reservation, too. Well, Senator, keep up the good work, and please let us know what we can do to help. If this is something that you think could come up any time, let us know. Send us an email or call us or come back on the show, and we'll see if we can't keep putting pressure on this thing. Talk to us about estate tax.
I know that a lot of people are sweating it because they come up to me on the floor and they say, we just got to do something about it.
Like, right.
You know, you kind of had your chance. If you'll promise me a cloture vote, I can give you the chance again.
Have some of the people said that they would next time? You feel like you've made any progress?
No, they haven't said they would. They've shown that they're really sweating, and we want to give them that opportunity again this year to vote.
Is it unreasonable to think that this could actually happen before in this election year?
Oh, it's going to happen in this election year.
Oh, you think it will?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good. I like that attitude.
The prime time is right now to get it done. We just need that little bit of pressure.
Right.
I even have a meeting with several people yet today on this particular issue to try and get them swayed that last little bit.
Okay, good. Well, yep. Listen, and folks, now you know why I like Senator Enzi so much. He's not giving up. He's as adamant about this as you and I are. Senator, what about estate tax repeal? Are we going to get that done?
I certainly hope so. Again, we had a process vote. We had a cloture vote on being able to vote on eliminating the death tax, and that failed by 3 votes. It always gets manipulated so that mm-hmm. it only comes within 2 or 3 votes. They release some people to vote for it that are up for election that year, and the next time we vote on it, it'll be a different set of people because the different ones will be up for election. But we have to eliminate the death tax. It's the way that the federal government writes itself into the wills of many Americans with small business, ranch, mm-hmm. farm, and those people don't have a chance to, without eliminating their business, of paying that death tax.
Especially in your state, with all the farmers, all the people out there who own ranches, and their assets are not liquid. It's in land and hard assets.
Right, right. And people always say, well, that's just a deal for the really rich people. I got to tell you, the really rich people have already taken care of it. It's the small businessmen that get hurt with it.
They're not worried about it. I promise you, if you took Senator Kennedy's trust away, he'd be in favor of estate tax repeal, wouldn't he?
Yes. Yep. People pay taxes when they buy stuff. They pay it when they sell stuff. And it's just not fair to have them pay it when they die. You know,
that's
just
exactly
because
right.
They died. And some people say, well, set up some ranges in there. Well, what if we set a $5 million range and the person had $5 million and $1?
Right, right.
People across America, this is another one of those that polls showing that people across America know that it's wrong. It's just wrong. It's unfair.
Right. Senator Enzi, would you give us your website, please?
Yes, enzi.senate.gov.
Enzi, that's ENZI.senate.gov. Thank you, Senator, for being here. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.